So, are you ready to take the Rock, Paper, Azure challenge? This is Jim O'Neill, one of three developer evangelists who've been working to put this contest together. You'll hear from my colleagues Brian and Peter in some additional screencasts, but for now I'm going to walk you through the first steps to participating in the Rock, Paper, Azure challenge. Let's get started. As you'll soon learn, your part of the contest involves working with a bot lab, your own private ASP.NET MVC application, to privately test your implementation of a bot, which is an assembly that incorporates logic you write to play the childhood game of rock, paper, scissors, with a few twists. BotLab runs as a cloud application, and you'll do a lot of testing and development on your local machine using the Azure Cloud Emulator. At some point, though, when you're ready to enter the challenge, you'll need to deploy your application to Windows Azure proper. For this contest, we're recommending that you provision a free 30-day Azure account via the Windows Azure Pass program, and that's what I'll lead you through next. If you have an existing Windows Azure account, you can use that as well. But be aware that an account backed by a credit card may have limitations on the free monthly allotments of the various Windows Azure services, so charges to your account may occur if you're not carefully monitoring your usage. I recommend visiting the Frequently Asked Questions page of the contest site for more information on making efficient use of your Azure account. Let's get started setting up your account. As you can see here, I'm on the home page of our site, www.rockpaperazure.com. Selecting the Get Your Windows Azure Account link brings you to the account sign-up screen. Select your country and enter the promotion code PLAYRPA. Pressing Submit brings you to the Live ID sign-in screen. On the left, you can see the level of services available to you during the term of your 30-day pass. Rock, Paper, Azure uses only one small compute instance and a modest amount of bandwidth, so there's plenty of room to explore the other aspects of Windows Azure with your own examples, or perhaps using the training kit materials available on MSDN. If you do not have a Live ID yet, you can apply via the button at the bottom of the screen. But since I do have an account, I'll just sign in now. There are a couple of other fields I need to fill in here, and then I can submit the form. That brings up the obligatory legalese that I know you'll all be reading quite carefully, right? Agree to the terms by checking the checkbox and entering your first and last name as your electronic signature. Then press the Accept button. You're next greeted with a confirmation screen, which indicates that it may be 2 to 3 days before your account is ready. In my experience, the wait is much, much less than that, on the order of hours. You'll receive an email at your Live ID address right away, confirming that you signed up for the Windows Azure Pass. When the account is ready, another email will arrive, and you'll be able to sign into the Windows Azure portal at windows.azure.com. Then you can start exploring, and more importantly, deploy your bot lab to Windows Azure and formally enter the competition. While you're waiting for your account to be ready, go ahead and download and install the Windows Azure tools for Visual Studio, as well as the contest application code you'll be working with. Good luck, and have fun playing rock, paper, scissors in the cloud.